Monday night, or the Chas Amuz, or Alochim Chavisol. Okay, the 3 weeks, people were familiar with the Surah. Music, really sort of, first of all, Shira Bepeh, just to sing songs, it's not so clear if it's mutter, if it's osur. It's not so clear in the Paiskim. A lot of people, a lot of Paiskim are machmir, bimei choyel, not by a Sudas Mitzvah though, and certainly not Shabbos, and certainly you can sing Zmiris. Shlomo Zalman says that any shir that would lend itself dancing, that's what would be also even the cap. But maybe this is where people make a mistake of being made even with music, sort of like Kumsitz type so nigunim, where you don't get up and dance, then that would be mutter bepeh, certainly, and so it's not so clear. The Olam certainly may kill the singing, maybe the heter is based on Shlomo Zalman, that nobody, it's not going to be more anybody to dance, maybe. But for Sudas Mitzvah, mutter, certainly, and Shabbos, it's certainly mutter. Another issue that people are not so familiar with in Umecholos, that's not to do with music. You're making a bar mitzvah. You're making a vort. You can't, so forget about music. You can't dance. You can't stand up and dance and sing. Sing and dance. Dance and sing. Dance. Rikudin Umecholos is also the 3 weeks, even by a Sudas Mitzvah. Again, this is Ashkenazim, of course, we're talking. And, okay. Okay, now we move on to Chavis Haldolos. So Shira Bepeh is not so poshut, and Rikudin Umecholos is also. We're in Shara Kniya and Chavis Haldolos, Perikei, and he's discussing situations which would bring you Lidei Kniya, things to think about which would bring you Lidei Kniya. We're up to the Ashlishi. One is, number one was to think about the puniness, the physical puniness of man, and the second one is everything a person goes through in life and what he's subject to that he has no control over, whether it's illness or different types of daigas and sorrows. Right, we all know the things that happen, and that would be make a person be nichna, that he's not in control. Vashlishi kasha yachshov b'chalifoso, meaning he thinks about that life is temporary. Uboi lov hamodes mehera. So I guess it could be depressing, although in the Chazal and Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, it really, we learn to Alpi Rebbe Avigdor Miller Zatzal, that it really gives more of an appreciation of life when you think about how inevitable death is and how it could come at any moment. But here he's talking about kniya. He's not talking about being depressed or happy. He's talking about being nichna, not to be full of yourself, and to be aware that you tumbling when you realize that even that ultimate existence is not in your hands. V'hiposek mavoyo v'tikvoso v'esahi. It's a nice way of saying it's all over. For Ozo called Kinyonov, all the things, all the playthings you amassed your whole life, you leave behind. Okay, you know, it's funny, but, you know, if you think about it, you can't take anything with you. The Tsuras Omdo Bekever, for Holochoroponov, you're dead, Bekitsa. He describes it very vividly. V'shachar marehu, v'yorim toloim, v'ipush, v'mugle, v'yachlefu simone yithikoach. You know, now you look in the mirror, you comb your hair, you're like, you know. But you think about what you're going to look like afterwards, and you'll be more humbled. V'yechzak b'oshrecho, k'ilul oruchatz me'olam. Man, as Allah says in other places, in another place, that man a human is the most disgusting b'misoso. It's worse than an avail of a behemoth even. Certainly, and that's worse than a plant, of course. Even a rotten plant. But Avigdor Miller has an interesting take on that. Okay, it's not for now, because it has nothing to do with this. He's talking about Kniya. And he's talking about how repugnant the dead body becomes. And that's what you should think about whenever you're feeling a little proud of the new suit you bought. It's very nice. It's good to have a new suit. Not the 3 weeks, of course. But you could buy it the 3 weeks if you don't wear it, because the problem is the Shechiyonu, till the 9 days. Then you can't even buy it. But the point is not to feel that element of gaiva, that element of proudness. But so what is Kaniya? He'll be describing Kaniya as realizing that one is subject, one is nothing, right? Everything is subject to the will of Hashem. So it's easy to say, and everybody says, well, of course. But when you really feel it, you're like Moshe, Anov Mikol Adam. So what's the big deal? It's because he lived like that to the extreme that a person could. Right? So he's the Anov Mikol Adam. And everybody else works on it to feel that way, to feel helpless, to feel like you're not in control. To feel that's the humility comes from that you're not able to control what happens to you. Right, all the baligayva, let's say in Tanakh, that describes Sancheiriv, Nebuchadnezzar, and Paro, so they all had to somehow delude themselves that they're godly and they are immortal. But so that's the third thing to think about, to be kone this kniya, to be kone this mid of kniya. The Omar Achevel b'nei Adam, Kozov b'nei Yish, Mosvayim Marlo, Seimim Mahalol Yachad. This is a. So, it, okay, think about these things sincerely, and you come Nichlan, and you Kona the Mid of Kniya, which he already described and will describe more, how the qualities of the Mid, what it gains you in terms of your life, in terms of Avodas Hashem.